Well, good morning. It's 9 minutes after the hour. Time for a look at the news for a Friday. It's the 16th day of August for 2019. Well, topping the news this morning, CAL FIRE crews, along with Jackson Valley and Ione crews, rolled to a reported vegetation fire just after 7 last night. The fire was reported near the Pardee Vista Point. Crews were able to quickly stop the forward progress and get a wet line around the fire. It was reported to be about 1.5 acres in size. Crews remained on scene throughout the evening with mop-up operations. The cause of that grass fire? Still under investigation.
The vehicle of missing San Andreas woman Helen Coltrip has been located. Around 8:10 on Thursday morning, the Calaveras Sheriff's Office was notified of a vehicle matching the description of Coltrip's located near Wilseyville, several miles off the highway on a dirt road. Calaveras County Sheriff's Detectives, California Highway Patrol Air Unit, and the Calaveras County Volunteer Search and Rescue Team, including a search dog, were dispatched to investigate and search the area. Upon arrival, they located Coltrip's vehicle and began searching for her. Additional searchers have been requested via the California Office of Emergency Services Law Enforcement Branch. If you see Helen Coltrip or have any information regarding her whereabouts, please call 911 or the Calaveras Sheriff Office at 754-6500. Photos and more information are posted on the KVGC Facebook page.
Thank you, Megan. Well, the Calaveras Unified School District recently carried out the refinancing of bonds that should save local taxpayers more than $1.8 million. According to School District Superintendent Mark Campbell, for years, the district has struggled to manage rising costs and declining revenues. The refinancing of the bonds is one step in the school district's efforts to cut costs and ensure fiscal stability. In total, the district refinanced $10.4 million of general obligation bonds for a total savings of $1.8 million. That's a 12% reduction in payments. The refinancing will lead to lower property tax rates for district residents. From 2022 to 2027, the reduction in property tax rates is expected to total about $9 per $100,000 of assessed value per year. Campbell said by monitoring the interest rate market, the district was able to take action to maximize the savings and put some money back into the pockets of taxpayers in the district. The bonds were approved by voters in 2006 and back in 1997. Dale Scott and Company served as the financial advisor to the district, helping to refinance the bonds for that lower interest rate.
The Sutter Creek Police have issued a traffic advisory for Main Street Monday and Tuesday evenings, the 19th and 20th, between 9 p.m. and 6 a.m. Traffic on Main Street will be restricted to one lane to accommodate the final steps of the Main Street Bridge project. Please expect minor delays and plan accordingly. If you have any questions, please call the Sutter Creek Police at 267-5647.
And if you have some pine needles around the yard, do you have pine needles around the yard?
Yes.
Well, you can load them up in the car or the truck and haul them to Ace's Waste Services tomorrow from 9 to noon and from 1 to 4. Amador Air District and Ace's are teaming up for this one-day-only event, so you can dispose of your pine needles for free. A lot of people burn pine needles. And you know what the problem is with pine needles?
Yeah, it's really smoky.
They just sit and they smolder and smoke all day long. So to prevent that, you can bring them to Ace's Waste Services off of Berry Street tomorrow, 9 to noon, 1 to 4. No business, please, no commercially generated pine needles, for example, from yard maintenance companies or landscapers. And again, you will need to show Amador County ID. 2 trips per vehicle, limit 2 cubic yards per vehicle. And again, we're going to be talking with Jim McCargue at noon today from the National Hotel and talk a little bit more about this program.
And the amphitheater at Hanford Gardens in Sutter Creek will play host to the Amador Arts TGIF concert tonight, featuring the music of Darcel and Company. Darcel and Company is a five-piece ensemble from Jackson playing Americana, country, blues, bluegrass, and classic rock music. The next TGIF concert on August 23rd will be the last for this summer. It will be at the Terra d'Oro Winery on Shenandoah School Road outside of Plymouth. Featured will be the music of Blow Daddy and the presentation of the annual Patron of the Arts Award. For more information, visit amadorarts.org or call 256-8166.
OMG.
OMG. Oh, my gosh. I would totally say that on accident.
All right. That's a look at local news on this Gold Country Friday. Again, we've got a major tie-up due to paving on Highway 49 in Drytown. Traffic backed up as far as the STP on Highway 49 in Plymouth, past the Vira Ranch Road area, almost to the bridge, heading north on 49. Bob Duzdovich told us Highway 124 was also backed up earlier this morning as well. So, again, they were scheduled to wrap that up around 6 o'clock, but apparently they've decided to continue that. Maybe they've got a section they just need to get done. So, again, avoid that area if you can. From the KVGC News Center,
I'm Megan O'Keefe.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting local news again at 8 o'clock. Remember now, for the latest news, traffic, and weather 24 hours a day, to visit our website, kvgcradio.com.